This is Akashvani, the news read by Sarabjit Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today emphasized the significant transformation in country's healthcare sector during the last 10 years. He highlighted Kashi's growing reputation as a major healthcare hub, not only in Purvanchal, but for the entire country. Mr. Modi was speaking after the inauguration of the R.J. Shankara Eye Hospital at his parliamentary constituency, Varanasi. The Prime Minister announced that the government will add 75,000 more medical seats in the next 5 years to further strengthen healthcare infrastructure in the country. Mr. Modi listed out various initiatives of the central government in healthcare, providing people cheap and affordable treatment. He cited the establishment of over 5,500 Ayushman Arogya temples in Purvanchal in the last 10 years, which have made medicines more affordable, reducing average spending on drugs by 25%. Prime Minister highlighted the success of Mission Indradhanush, which immunized millions of pregnant women and newborns, helping protect lives, especially during the COVID-19 pandemic. BJP has released the first list of 99 candidates for the upcoming Maharashtra Assembly polls. Deputy Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis will contest from Nagpur South West Assembly seat, while Maharashtra BJP Chief Chandrasekhar Bavankule will be the party candidate from Kamti. The names of the candidates were approved by the BJP Central Election Committee. The elections will be held in a single phase on 20th of next month. Counting of votes will take place on 23rd of November. The Employees Provident Fund Organization, EPFO, has added 18,53,000 net members in the month of August this year. The Labour and Employment Ministry said that around 9,30,000 new members have enrolled during the month. Out of the total new members, around 2.53 lakhs are female members. The ministry said the surge in new memberships can be attributed to growing employment opportunities, increased awareness of employee benefits, and EPFO's successful outreach programs. The ministry added, this represents over 9% year-on-year growth compared to August last year, signifying increased employment opportunities. In the Kashmir Valley, an encounter broke out between security forces and terrorists after a suspicious movement was spotted by security forces along the LOC in Uri area of North Kashmir's Baramulla district. According to a social media post of Srinagar-based Chinar Corps, the joint anti-infiltration operation in the area was launched by the Indian Army and Jammu and Kashmir Police. When terrorists were challenged by security forces, they opened indiscriminate fire, which was effectively retaliated, resulting in the encounter. The operation was in progress till the reports last came in. Further details are awaited. Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu expressed grief over the tragic death of a minor girl, an intermediate student, who succumbed to her injuries while undergoing treatment after being set on fire by a young man at Badvel in Kadpa district. The Chief Minister said it was heartbreaking to see a promising student fall victim to such a heinous act. Mr. Naidu instructed the police to expedite the investigation and ensure the strictest punishment be given to the accused. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has said that a low-pressure area is likely to form over the East Central Bay of Bengal and adjoining North Andaman Sea during the next 24 hours. It is also likely to move west-northwestwards and intensify into a depression by Tuesday morning and into a cyclonic storm by Wednesday. Union Minister for Youth Affairs and Sports, Dr. Mansukh Mandviya, today said that the Khelo India Asmita Women League has significantly increased the number of female athletes participating in national events. The minister was speaking after inaugurating the newly constructed 300-bedded girls' hostel at Lakshmibai National College of Physical Education, an academic wing of the Sports Authority of India at Thiruvananthapuram in Kerala. The 19th edition of the Delhi Half Marathon was held in the national capital today. Olympic champion Joshua Tepche of Uganda won the men's title. And that is the end of this news bulletin.